His diagnosis is dictating on Trisha Klein. That's C-L-I-N-E, Klein, Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, T as in Thomas, T-R-I-S-H-A, Trisha, Klein, C-L-I-N-E, C as in Kent. Please make a copy for Joey Wilder, D-O. Wilder is W-I-L-D-E-R, Joey. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and allergies. Next paragraph is present tense. This is a 74-year-old female who has past history for asthma, history of hypertension, and history for diabetes, as well as hyperlipidemia, has been coughing up greenish mucus plugs and has had episodes of wheezing and nasal allergies. She has previously been on budesonide nebs as well as albuterol as needed. And has been overweight. But denies any history of obstructive sleep apnea. The most recent chest x-ray was done on 1/3/24, which showed no acute pulmonary infiltrate. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of right knee surgery times 4 and history for total hysterectomy, as well as a benign lump resected from under her left arm, which apparently was an accessory breast. She has had tonsillectomy remotely. She also has been treated for diastolic heart failure and has a history of hypertension, diabetes, and asthma. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke. And she only smoked in college for about a year, less than a half pack per day. And denies any alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, both parents died at an elderly age and had no history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue or fever, denies glaucoma, but had cataracts. She has no vertigo, but has hoarseness. She has some wheezing and coughing spells with shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or rectal bleeding, no diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, or flank pains. She has some anxiety. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has occasional headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list included omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams as needed, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, budesonide NEPS 0.5 milligrams BID, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, escitalopram 20 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Lasix 40 milligrams daily and Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Mounjaro injection 0.5 ml once a week. Olanzapine 20 milligrams daily and potassium 20 milliequivalents daily. Sumatriptan PRN 50 milligrams. And Mucinex 1 BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight white female is alert, no acute distress. There is no pallidictus, clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125/70. Pulse is 78. Respirations 20. Temps 97.5. Weight is 184, saturation 94. HG Indian non-sphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And visas were scattered in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the arthrosis irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, right knee deformity, edema 1 plus the right leg, and reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor lesions, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis number 2 is history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is history of migraines. And number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. CBC, IgE level and total eosinophil count and a complete metabolic profile. She was placed on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 7 days for bronchitis and also advised to continue with nebulized budesonide solution 0.5 milligrams BID and use the albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. I follow up is at approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Joey Wilder, J-O-E-Y, Joey Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R. D.O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.